Thomas Jones find a home there? Is he doing some things that has really helped this team?
Yeah, you can look at his stats right now. They've got a real good 1-2 punch there, and they're running the football. I mean, I think that's the big difference in this team at this point this year is the way they run the football. And then, of course, we all know how they can throw it. So, but he's running really well and making big plays for him. And then little back's running pretty well, too. He's got great speed, and he's a really good receiver.
A couple weeks ago, Jones had 63 yards receiving. Is he a threat in the pass game?
Yeah, he is, and they use him, and they use him in a lot of different ways. They try to create the matchups and the mismatches on various defenders. You know, Brett's pretty good. They're very good at screens, too. That's one of the things that they execute very well.
Is he dangerous in the return game? Is probably anybody you face?
Yeah, he is. He's he's a lot like Hester in that, gets the ball in his hands. You know, he can go the distance.
He's shifty, or is he more straight?
He's explosive and with great quickness, but he still has acceleration speed. You can see that in the kickoff return against the Patriots.
What's a guy like Faneca done to kind of solidify that young offensive line?
No, they've got experience on the line now. Mangold in particular is playing very well, but I mean Allen is an experienced guy. I mean, he's seen everything, and so they're communicating. You can tell they communicate very well. They don't make any mistakes up front.
How is Albert playing right now, maybe compared to last year when he was kind of before the hamstring injury?
Well, he's clearly ahead of where he's ever been right now. He's playing more plays. He's very disruptive. He's putting great pressure on the passer.
How much more room does he have for improving his game?
Well, there's a school of thought that at this time of the year, you start to see offensive linemen start to wear down. It's tough to play, sustain, the season, 16-game season. And as long as he stays healthy and that, in fact, is true, then he should become more productive.
What are some of the biggest challenges that go facing a 3-4 team, maybe especially when you haven't seen one?
Well, it's the run game's different. When you're blocking a four-man line, you're blocking a four-man line. Now you're blocking a three-man line with a linebacker. And so, it's the scheme itself changes. And then, of course, your protection becomes an issue. You got to be able to identify, different backers, and, everybody's got to be on the same page. Because from a protection standpoint, if the line's got five, you've got a couple others to concern yourself with.
Have they sent extra people much this year?
They do. But they create mismatches. That's what they do, and then when they just send a couple backers, depending on which ones, they can create problems for you because you're not used to seeing it. So the mismatches occur when they've got the linebacker on the running back.
When you're facing a quarterback that's seen just about everything like Brett Favre, what's normally high on the to-do list of things to help protect your defense?
Well, I mean, you just have to play smart, sound football. You're not gonna fool them. I mean, you gotta relate in your zones. You gotta be very technique sound in your man-to-man coverage, and you have to get pressure on them.